Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Feels good. We love our city. Gold 92.5.
Look, wrap your ears around this for a Tuesday. What a big show we got for you.
Yeah, it's a massive one. And we do enjoy everybody that listens. But today I'm having a crack at those nuisances, those pests that leave those...
What?
Oh, they leave leaflets on your cars. I'm going to have a spray at those people that don't want to actually go and put it in your letterbox. They want to put it under your windscreen.
Yeah.
That is annoying.
You always think you've got a ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but then when you don't, isn't that a good thing?
No.
No. Well, yeah,
it's
I know what you're
saying. It's a great thing.
It's an emotional rollercoaster,
oh,
but
no.
We'll even touch in with the top dog, Tom Tate, to find out if this is illegal. I'm sure it is. The mayor of the Gold Coast.
Well, he also wants to stalk tourists. Is that legal? What he wants to do with that? We're not too sure. But speaking of emotional rollercoaster, that's when you're older on any roller coaster, isn't it? The Gold Coast Show.
Oh,
we want to ask the Gold FM family your worst ride experience. I've got a beauty. I'm not proud of, but it's a beauty.
Hopefully, not all the stories are just going to put people off their breakfast.
Oh,
just put your Weet-Bix down just for a bit.
Yeah, I'd just take a break from eating.
Yeah.
All right, big podcast, which starts now.
Gold Coast Show this weekend. Friday is a day off for most people, which is exciting. But, the rides, sometimes they have lasting effects on you. As you get older, you just can't stomach them anymore.
You can't. You really can't. Anything that spins.
Is that your no-go-to is rides that spin?
No, look, I couldn't even do the Gravitron. I hate it.
Oh,
no. When I was a kid, you know, that's a bad one.
Try and do the Gravitron after a Big M and a hot dog.
Well, you're an idiot. I can't even do it on an empty stomach. No. Can I share with you my worst ride experience?
Go.
Yeah. It's not pretty. Is that all right?
Yeah, please
It's not what you think.
Okay.
Oh, I was like 16 on a date at the Ecker.
Oh.
We went on the Zipper. That is the worst of the worst.
Which one's the Zipper?
Now, the Zipper's the one that the whole lot like spins, but the individual characters spin as well.
So it's a double Zipper.
The double whammy. I laughed that hard. I wet my pants.
You what?
I wet my pants on a Zipper on a date.
I'd rather spew.
Luckily, being the August twins, I had a jumper and I just put it around my waist to end. I just cannot believe this. I cannot believe I've
you
wet
really
my pants.
Wet your pants?
At 16 on the Zipper.
On a date.
I laughed that hard. Yeah. On a date. I never saw him again. I reckon he
I don't
he found out.
Yeah. I don't go on many rides, but three. My wife, she loves him. And I remember when we first come up to the Gold Coast with my youngest daughter, she was only just like 5 or 6, and we'd had a big night the night before, and they just wanted to go on the pirate ship. And Sheree, being the stepmum of the year, went on there.
Oh, no.
She was so crooked. Nose going, more. Sheree's going, no more.
No more.
And then even last year, we went to Moomba, and Boston started to get into the rides.
Yeah.
So Sheree's like, yeah, I'll go on the ride with you. So it goes like the clock. So they're like the hands on the clock, so it actually spins around like a clock face rather than, you know, over each other.
Mm.
And she was standing above another guy, but as they were dropping down, that guy was sick.
Oh.
And it flew up.
Why?
And hit her all in the face.
I was
just wetting myself watching.
Oh, so you wet yourself on a ride too?
No. I was on the ground still wetting myself.
Can you top those, or have you got a ride experience that has scarred you for life?
Yeah, you can't get back on them. Gravitron, never, ever, ever, ever. I shouldn't say that to you guys.
Yeah.
It does seem like a radio challenge waiting to happen. 13:27:10, what was that ride, or that bad experience you had? It's a safe space, and we'd love to get your stories.
We've got Kelly in Palm Beach. What's your bad, yucky ride experience, Kel?
Well, it wasn't sort of anyone throwing up or whatever. I was working at a theme park and we had one of the rides break down, and being like one of the managers, we had to go and help evacuate. And I had a skirt on and my skirt split from the little, you know, thing you have right up to the zipper part, and I had a G-string on.
Oh, Kelly, uh-oh.
So everyone was pretty happy to...
Spider.
Yeah.
The G-banger was not a ride.
No, no. And I had one of the guests give me their jumper so I could tie it around my waist. And, yeah.
I thought you were going to say that one of the guests gave you their number. Hey, Kelly, thanks so much for your call.
Charles in Kingscliff. All right, let's set you back. You were in Sydney at Wonderland. And what was the name of this ride?
It was called The Demon.
Oh, this can't be good.
I've been on The Demon.
Oh, really?
Tell
it
us.
It doesn't even sound great.
No.
Yes. And anyway, it had a, you got strapped in, or your head got strapped in, and it had a corkscrew in it, and it went through a corkscrew, then vertical, and then it did the whole thing backwards, in reverse. So when you got off, your head needed, your neck needed therapy. But what I thought, I did it about 8 times in a row because you were young,
yeah.
And the adrenaline and the exhilaration of the ride, you know, just blew you away. So you kept going back for more, even though your neck was stuffed.
Well, you've only got to pay the chiropractor once, though, don't you, Charles?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
He's only been paying since his teenage years.
Hell of a ride, but I wouldn't be able to do it now.
It's probably illegal now.
Yeah.
It's not there anymore. Wonderland closed down in Sydney. They sold it off.
Really?
There you go.
Because of that.
Yeah, Mickey the Bricky. What ride, worst ride experience?
Mate, you know me, Spider.
Yeah.
Big, tall, strong.
Handsome.
Well, this isn't a classified, but anyway.
This isn't Radio Tinder, mate.
Stay modest.
Swipe to the left.
A roller coaster got me. A lousy roller coaster.
Oh, no.
Threw me around like a rag doll and just rough as guts. And then I was on, when I got off, I was on painkillers for a day and a night.
No.
True. I must have had about 24 of them.
Well, you got to say, they're not built. Yeah, you look at how
they're
put
not built
together.
For handsome men, is that what you're trying to say?
The way they're put together, they're pretty rough.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. All right, well, keep listening, Mickey, because we've got your chance to get along to the Gold Coast show, a VIP experience to give away on the show coming up before 9.
And ride tickets too.
Yeah, and ride
That's
tickets.
That's included.
It's all included. Panadol's on you.
This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
And be careful because these people will be up and around the show this weekend as well. And I'm talking about those people who put car windscreen flyers on your car. Is it legal?
People
allowed to do it. This is my question.
No, it's canvassing. I don't think they can.
It's annoying. And what is the rule?
Because we've got Tom Tate coming in. Why don't we ask him?
Well, who gives them permission? Because they need it. Or do I have to start writing now on your windscreen? You need stickers of no junk mail, no hawkers. Because on my windscreen, and because you're getting like these little ads about martial arts classes, and it's like, well, I'm not really looking for any martial arts classes or a cupcake sale. And it doesn't matter where you are, or some new adventure camp that's opening up, and it doesn't matter where you are. It's happened to me at the footy, at Broadbeach, when I've gone to the beach, at the Narang Shopping Centre, you name it, you get it everywhere. And you know, when you first initially walk up, you go, oh, crap, I've got a fine. You suddenly think, fine.
Yes.
Okay? And then you see a piece of paper. So it's an emotional roller coaster.
It is, because that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. But then suddenly, I don't want these martial arts classes. I don't care about if there's a lost cat. It doesn't worry me. I don't care if there's a new childcare centre open up. I'll go and search that myself. Don't put it on my windscreen. And the other thing is too, they'll put it on your windscreen. It will rain. Then it will stop raining. And then I'll have to get like a paint scraper to get it off. Because if you get in your car and then you see it, you sit down, you see it, you think, oh, now I've either got to get out of my car and get the pamphlet off, or you have a crack at putting the windscreen wipers on to see if you can catch it.
See if it can go, but let it fly.
And it goes way too quick for anyone to be able to catch it. So I don't know what the go is. I don't know what they need to do. I don't know even if it is legal to be able to do it. But I'm selling whatever you are selling, and it doesn't matter if you've got the best product in the world. Whatever is on that A5 piece of paper, I suddenly don't like.
Yep.
I suddenly do not like whatever you are trying to sell. And I'll go to an opposition just to annoy you because you have annoyed me. I don't know if suddenly now we've got to get the council onto it, like they treat it with graffiti and just rid our society of these people when we do catch them, or the only other option I give them is if they are putting on a leaflet on our windscreen,
yes,
at least put a lotto ticket on there with it. And then I'd appreciate them.
Scratchy.
Yeah, scratchy.
But it's not a fine.
Yeah, I know, but it's still
winner,
a...
Winner.
No, it's not a winner-winner. Sorry. It's littering the Gold Coast and it's annoying.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Tom Tate. He's our mayor and he is great. Tom Tate.
Welcome back to the studio. It's Tom Tate Tuesday.
And you know he's back in the studio because you hear the big...
Sip of coffee.
Oh, good morning, team. Oh, good morning, Tom. Great to have you back in the studio. I've got a question for you. I did a spray on, leaflets being left on windscreens of cars. Is that illegal to do that? Or is it private property versus public property? What is the go?
There's no local law about that.
Can we make one?
Yeah. So, you can...
It's free for all.
It is.
Okay.
Really? I didn't think shopping centres it was allowed.
No, I only speak from a public perspective.
Okay,
public
yeah.
car park. There's no local local law on that.
Really? So,
that's surprising. I always thought there was, but there you go. Okay. Well.
Isn't it littering if you're leaving your stuff
on the ground? It's not on the ground. They're just storing it.
It is once you look at it.
Yeah, it's littering when you used to do it as a paper round and drop 3,000 in the bush.
That's where I'm getting confused.
That's littering. That's true. Hey, what's this about? It's on the front page of The Bully today, Tom. The Gold Coast turns Big Brother in a bid for a $3 billion tourism injection. So you're going to track visitors, their credit cards, their mobile phones to help boost tourism. How does this work?
Yeah, what it is that as tourists arrive to the Gold Coast, we want to know their spend pattern. So using this high technology, including where they go and the Wi-Fi they use and location, so we'll get to know, where they're going, what they're doing, and then from that we can analyse how do we can get them to spend a bit more. And how do we get them to stay another day longer? For instance, if they come and only didn't quite visit the hinterland, so we go, that's an offering that we've got to promote further.
Uh-huh.
That's the sort of thing.
Okay, so you won't be injecting. So if they're really, say, popular is, just say Broadbeach is really, really popular, you'll probably take a little bit of money away from here and really focus on the hinterland or focus on Coolangatta or focus on other areas.
Yeah, with the major events corporation that we started, they're tasked with increasing the major event spend economy from 200 to 400 million, and we've brought together as whole the city major events, not just Broadbeach and Surface and Coolangatta. Now we can have major events out west, and I think that's a good way to have a look at it, that we're in it together.
Will you be putting a bit of money in towards night racing? We know you enjoy your racing, and it'll be fantastic here for the Gold Coast. As you say, it can be then broadcast all around the world because no one really owns that Friday night racing here in Australia.
No, you're right. And that's why you've got to have a look at revamping what you already have and do it better. And I think this is an option that that we should consider. And I think it'll come through. Do we got to put a bit more money in? Yes, mate, a little bit more. But the return on investment that people stay longer and the night time, after that they'll go and eat dinner and...
Yeah, win back a couple of winners, we can get that easy. Yeah.
I can save you some money, though. I don't think you need the lights. I think you need a ladies' night out at the races, and you don't need the lights because we don't even care if there's a horse race. We just get dressed up and turned up.
But you want us to admire you, don't you? So we need a bit of lighting.
Oh, no. I like that. No. We definitely need lights, because we put a lot of effort into our outfits, but not on the track.
Oh,
you can save those big booming lights out on the track because we don't care what happens on the track.
No, it's all the punters around Australia and that we want to see their horse.
Just a fluoro on them.
Yeah,
that's all.
Exactly. That'd be good.
Yeah,
even a little headlamp.
Yeah.
A little headlamp on the horses.
All right, Mayor Tom Tate, always good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure. See you next Tuesday or thereabouts.